Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the latest meeting of Stafford Borough Council's Cabinet. We'll go straight to the agenda. Item number one, minutes of the 18th of November are circulated and published on the 19th of November. Everyone happy to sign the minutes?
Aye.
Thank you. Any apologies?
Councillor Rob Kenny, leader.
Thank you. Item three, councillor question time.
There are none.
Thank you. And item number four, proposals of the cabinet members. So we go to A, which is the leisure portfolio. It's freedom leisures, fees and charges 2026. Councillor Clavesy.
Thank you, leader. In line with the terms of their contract with Stafford Borough Council, Cabinet is asked to approve changes to Freedom Leisure's pricing structure for 2026 and an increase in fees and charges for leisure services.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Just one question. It's more of an acknowledgement, really. In previous years, I've been concerned that we've increased the school's fees by more than average. It's lovely to see that we have been able to keep the school fees increase down low this year. And do you want to say anything about that?
Yes, that was a priority for us, for our young people, our children, to continue to regularly visit our heritage sites, which is part of their history. So I'm pleased too that the fees for those visits have not been raised more than 5%.
Yeah,
thank you, Councillor Mead. Anybody else? Everyone happy with the recommendations in the report?
Aye.
Thank you very much, Councillor Clavesy. Thank you. We move on. B, economic development planning portfolio, planning enforcement policies. Councillor Mead.
Thank you, leader. This administration considers planning and economic development to be a key service for our residents and communities. Since taking on this role, I've overseen the work of resolving the many and deep problems we've inherited from the previous administration. I'm really proud of the work our officers have put into this and the achievements that they've made happen. All possible because as a cabinet, we prioritise their needs each step of the way. And today we take another step on this journey to rebuilding the strength, the efficiency and above all the morale of our planning service. Our planning enforcement team is among the most visible and impactful teams we have. Getting this service right is important for our residents. Getting it wrong has always caused them grief. After all, what's the point in agreeing conditions when granting planning permission if there's no enforcement of those conditions? How do residents get protection for their community if we don't support our officers in getting enforcement right? So this new policy comes from our ongoing renewal of the planning team and is supported by officers. It gives our community the reassurance that we will handle new cases based on priority, and we're publishing these rules of engagement so everyone can see the reasons, the workings out, as shown in the report on page 23, table 1. Transparency is key to making this a success. It means we can build trust in our service and help our officers minimise friction during disputes. This policy is written for our unique borough, but is based on best practice. Much of what we do and how we handle cases is common with other authorities, and where others have good policy, we have aligned with them. More than that, this policy gives our team direction and clear guidance, making for a more efficient service that can achieve more. Tonight, I'm asking Cabinet to agree to adopt this policy and to delegate both the date it starts and the ability to make minor amendments. We do need a more efficient, nimble, rapid enforcement service. And as I said before, this is but one step in our ongoing journey with the planning service, but this is one of high impact. Enforcement is important for many of our communities, and this policy helps us to get this service right.
Thank you, Councillor Reid. Councillor Fulton.
Thank you, leader. I'm very supportive of this initiative. It's important as it directly affects the lives of many of our residents. We should expect that a revised policy, a new team, new processes will lead to better prioritisation, improved allocation of resource and more effective service. I also would like to note that we are in parallel with this initiative, working across planning enforcement and a range of regulatory service enforcement areas to ensure an effective and joined up approach to solving problems that should benefit our residents.
Thank you, Councillor Fulton. Anybody else? Everyone happy that we accept the recommendations in the report?
Aye.
Yeah, we move on. C, Item C is Climate Action Nature Recovery Portfolio, and it's a response to notice of motion protecting our rivers and oceans. And I think that's Councillor Pearce.
Thank you. This motion, which was put to a council meeting some considerable time ago now, arose from the public anxiety of the state of pollution of our rivers, which of course feeds into and adds to the pollution of the ocean. And it is lengthy and detailed, and we have looked at every aspect of it and provided responses to those concerns. The fact that in one year there was 200 sewage discharges into rivers in Stafford, I think underlines the fact that this is a matter that concerns every one of us. I'm glad that we've got to the point now where we have dealt with most of these issues in terms of raising them with national government and other agencies, including inviting Severn Trent and the Environment Agency to a meeting of one of our scrutiny committees. So this isn't to say the matter's dealt with and finished with. There are things that we also need to be doing, but it does set out the current state of progress, and I think shows that we are taking this matter very seriously. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Anyone have any comments on that? Everyone happy to? Oh, sorry, Councillor Reid.
One little thing to note, that a lot of the actions relate to the new local plans coming out. Mm-hmm. We will make sure that a lot of these things are considered and built into that new local plan when we get into that process.
Thank you, Councillor Reid. Anybody else? Everyone happy to set the recommendation in the report?
Yes.
Move on. Item D, resources portfolio. Roman Rule 1, updated strategic risk register. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. This report sets out details of the Council's strategic risk register as of the end of September 2025. The recommendation is that Audit Committee notes the strategic risk register and considers the progress made in the identification and management of strategic risks. All strategic risks and associated action plans have been reviewed, and the Council's current risk profile is summarised in the table in paragraph 3.1. There are currently 5 red and 4 orange risks. As usual, the report covers the Accounts and Audit Regulations 2015, the definition of risk, the aims of risk management, and the Council's approach to risk management. An updated summary of these strategic risks is to be found in Appendix 1, and all these risks are described fully, together with mitigating actions, in Appendix 2. I would add that there has been some slippage in a few of the actions planned due to a lack of capacity and delays in recruitment, and these are highlighted in Appendix 2. There has been no change in risk score for any of the risks during quarter 2. So I ask that the recommendation be accepted.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments? Everyone happy to set the recommendation report?
Great.
Thank you very much. We move on. Roman numeral 2, quarter 2 performance report 25-26. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. The purpose of this report is to advise members with regard to progress in delivering the Council's priorities and performance at the end of quarter 2 25-26. And the recommendation is that members note the progress made during quarter 2 in all those things, as set out in appendices 1 and 2. Looking at table 1, at the end of quarter 2, of the 23 project stroke actions due for delivery, 20, that's 87%, have been completed or are on target to be completed. 3, 13%, are behind target. And delivery plans set out in appendices 1A to 1D summarise performance. If I turn now to key performance indicators, KPIs, we also report corporate performance against the delivery of these key operational service and key performance indicators are set out in appendix 2. Of the 18 indicators due to be reported in quarter two, 10, 56% of the KPIs, show performance above target, 2, 11% show performance on target, and 6, 33% show performance below target. Appendix 2 gives more details about the actions and milestones. I ask Cabinet to agree the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Anybody any comments? Everyone happy to accept the recommendation of the report? Thank you very much. We move on. Roman numeral 3 is Governance Improvement Plan Progress Report for Quarter 2, 25-26. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. The purpose of this report is to advise members on the progress and the delivery of the Governance Improvement Plan at the end of Quarter 2, 25-26. The recommendation is to note the progress made in the delivery of the Governance Improvement Plan set out in Appendix 1. The information allows Cabinet to ensure that all appropriate steps are being taken to improve the Council's governance arrangements. And Section 5 of the report includes background issues and information and the factors to be considered when identifying any significant governance issues. A commentary on progress for each of the actions at the end of Quarter 2 is set out in Appendix 1. Table 1 in paragraph 5.4 shows that at the end of quarter 2, that's 30th September, of the 34 actions due for delivery, 8, 24% have been completed or are in progress, 24, 70% are behind schedule, and 2, 6% are no longer applicable. The Section 151 officer has decided not to proceed with one action due to continuing capacity issues within the finance team and local government reorganisation. I would add, Leader, that limited progress has been made in quarter two due to work on local government reorganisation taking precedence, and this will continue into quarter three. While the work on local government reorganisation is likely to reduce slightly towards the end of quarter three, there is a deal of uncertainty about future work on this issue. It's also become clear over the past 6 months that part of our capacity issue is due to an over-reliance on key personnel. An options appraisal to address this issue is to be undertaken, led by the Deputy Chief Executive Resources, stroke Section 151 Officer. As all the outstanding actions are unlikely to be delivered in 25-26, the review will also include identifying which ones can be rescheduled to 26-27. I ask Cabinet to agree the recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Anybody have any comments? Everyone happy to accept the recommendation of the report? We move on. Roman numeral 4, it's Revenues and Benefits Collection Report, Quarter 2. This is part confidential. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. This report is to inform Cabinet of the performance of the Revenues and Benefits Service with regard to the collection of council tax, business rates, and the recovery of overpaid housing benefits during quarter two of the 25-26 financial year, and to seek approval for writing off the arrears listed in the confidential appendix. And paragraph 2.1 gives reasons for the report being not for publication. Well, the headline figures are firstly to do with council tax. Council tax due for 25-26 year amounts to £111.8 million, of which some 55.7% was collected by the 30th September. This was literally a marginal decrease when compared to the same period last year, which was 55.8%. But do remember, as I always say, that this council retains only about 10% of the council tax collected. I would add that the team will be increasing efforts to collect older council tax debts. Sorry, that's not council tax debts from older people, but simply older council tax debts, which are due to the council, and this may impact upon some residents' ability to pay current charges. Business rates for the current year amounts to £59.6 million, of which some 57.1% was collected by the 30th of September. This is a small decrease on last year's collection at this time, which was 59.1%. Paragraph 6.9 outlines reasons why repeating last year's performance will be challenging. The report also details all the reasonable and lawful attempts which are made to recover all amounts due with regard to council tax and business rates. Regrettably, not all the monies owed to the council can be collected despite our best endeavours. The report also covers our trace procedures when debtors abscond, along with the problems of legislation and lack of legislation which can frustrate our attempts to collect both council tax and business rates. There are no irrecoverable council tax debts listed in the confidential appendix, but there are three irrecoverable business rates debts in the sum of £94,207.95 listed in the confidential appendix. Now I turn to housing benefit overpayments. Paragraphs 16.14 to 16.17 deal with this matter, including why these might occur, their recovery, and when and how much of the overpayment the DWP will refund. Some £198,400 was recovered of overpaid housing benefit in the second quarter of this financial year. The amounts being recommended are well below the value of the bad debt provision which the council includes within its accounts in the expectation that some amounts owed will not be paid and cannot be recovered. And the cost of collecting the debt has been considered as part of the decision to put these forward for write-off. I should also add that if we get any further information concerning the whereabouts of any individual debtors, the council will pursue recovery action rigorously and vigorously. I ask council to note the information regarding collection and to agree to write off the arrears in the confidential appendix.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Anybody have any comments? Everyone happy to accept the recommendation of the report?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, members, and that just leaves me to wish you all a very Merry Christmas for you and yours, and hopefully a very Happy New Year for everybody. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.